Jesus went again into a synagogue, and there was a man there who had a withered hand. Now they were watching him to see if he would cure this man on the Sabbath day, hoping for something to use against him. Jesus said to the man with the withered hand, "Stand up out in the middle." Then he said to them, "Is it against the law on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they said nothing. Then, grieved to find them so obstinate, he looked angrily round at them and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was better. The Pharisees went out and at once began to plot with the Herodians against him, discussing how to destroy him. The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel that we have just heard, I have a sense of Jesus kind of coming to the end of his tether. For the past few days, we have been hearing about him from the Gospel of Mark, stretching out, touching, and healing others as he shows us the way God is present in our lives. Now, in doing this, Jesus makes himself very vulnerable, as he's well aware that his opponents are watching him closely to find an opportunity to condemn him. Yet his love is so great that he tends to keep his eyes fixed on those in need, those who are excluded from society, those possessed of unclean spirits, and others with physical disabilities, like this man with the withered hand. In his longing for them to be included in the kingdom, Jesus heals them, knowing, of course, that he will not be approved of by many. Oh yes, some of the people are amazed, full of wonder and awe at what he says and does. But others grow more and more hostile as they recognize the authority with which Jesus speaks and acts. However, Jesus is free, and he does not allow human respect to tie him in knots, to wither his heart. Early in Mark's Gospel, which is the Gospel for this year, we hear that Jesus came to be in relationship with God through prayer and in relationship with all of creation through preaching the good news and healing. He wanted all to hear and experience this good news. And he calls us, each of us, to be in relationship in these same ways and to proclaim good news. In the reading we have just heard, Jesus is once more acting with authority, even to the extent that he breaks with tradition and heals on the Sabbath. Here is another reason for his opponents to point the finger. Ironically, they are the ones with the real withered hands, hearts and hands withered from being closed to love. The scene is set in the synagogue. Yes, it's easy to imagine Jesus calling the man with the withered hand to come forward and stand up out in the middle where he can be seen. Not difficult either to imagine the shuffling and the suspicious looks of those opponents waiting to trap Jesus. Then Jesus, as a good teacher, asks the helpful questions. Is it against the law on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill? No response. The silence of obstinate, withered hearts. Jesus is angry. How dare they place the law above life? I have come that you may have life. And then his command with authority. Stretch out your hand. Jesus, who has stretched out his hand so many times to touch people into healing, now invites the man with the withered hand to do the same. The man is healed. This same Jesus invites us to stretch out our hands and our hearts and to touch others into healing. We need to stretch ourselves beyond the boundaries of exclusion, to go to the margins, and to reach those on the edge of society who are judged to be withered. Let us look into our hearts this day to see if they are withered or free and open to love. Yes, let us stretch out our hands and our hearts. Amen.